This is episode number 30 with Amir Rosich. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Hey, greats. Welcome back to episode number 30. Thanks so much again for just being a subscriber and for giving me all the love you guys have given me online, the emails you guys send me. Again, this is number 30, so it's a little milestone here. 3-0, that's how old I am actually, and 30 episodes. I'm pretty pumped about that. And I cannot wait to share with you this episode and many more episodes to come. I've got big plans for the School of Greatness, and I've got big plans with you being a part of it. So again, thanks so much for all your love, guys. It really means a lot. And you really are the reason why I continue to come back and do these each and every week. And I'm thinking about actually doing this twice a week. So if you actually would like to hear this more than once a week, feel free to send me a message over on Twitter, at Lewis Howes, or over on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/Lewis Howes, and let me know, would you like to hear this twice a week or just once a week? Again, I love your feedback, and you're the reason I do this. So if you guys want more, I may just have to give you some more greatness, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, guys, this one is going to be a great episode. Just did this interview with my man, Amir Rosich. And I used to think that sleep was for those who were broke. But now my thought process has changed. As I've turned 30, actually, this is all kind of tied perfectly together. It's the 30th episode. I'm 30 years old. And my thought process continues to grow and improve and shift a little, right? I still hustle my butt off in a lot of areas. But what I've realized is you have to find the win-win in every situation. And that actually took me a long time to figure out that you could find the win-win in every situation. And one of the most important things for productivity, for health, for living an optimal lifestyle, for getting things done, for making a lot of money, building the business that you want, but also having it all. And one of the big things is sleep. As simple as this sounds, is sleep. And in today's episode, Amir is going to break down why sleep is important for entrepreneurs, why sleep and health is, you know, comes hand to hand. You can't just eat well and work out and not sleep. How sleep actually cures disease, cancers, and other illnesses. How sleep will cause better decision making and help you create actually a bigger business in the long run, while actually sustaining your life and your health. And I used to think that I could just work all day and all night, train really, really hard, eat whatever I want, and get these amazing results. When reality was, I can maybe do that for a while, but I remember feeling actually in college playing football, almost every other day, I would be like yawning on the football field. And it's because we were trained so hard in this heat. And I would go eat two Chipotle burritos, right, with double meat and have tons of bread and pasta. And then I would stay up until about 3 a.m. just goofing off and then wake up early for 5 a.m. lifting. And I realized, why am I yawning so much? But really, it comes down to just getting the proper amount of sleep. And Amir is going to break down exactly why sleep is important, how to sleep the right way, how to create the better habits for yourself, and everything you need to know about sleep and being productive. Sleep is not for those who are broke. It's really for those who want to live a long time and want to live a balanced lifestyle. And again, you see some very successful entrepreneurs, people who are making tens of hundreds of millions of dollars, but then you see that they're really out of shape or that they lack relationships or they have these bags under their eyes and they really aren't living an energetic, fulfilled lifestyle. But there's a way to have it all. And that's why in this episode, we're talking about the importance of sleep and how to have it all with the proper sleep that you give. So with that, guys, I want to introduce to you to a mere postage.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
What's up, everyone? Thanks again for tuning in today on the School of Greatness. Got a recent friend of mine, Amir Rosic, on the call. What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Lewis. How are you doing, my friend?
Life is amazing. I'm super blessed and super grateful. And one of the reasons why it is amazing is because I take care of my body. And that's what I want to talk about today with you, is the importance of taking care of your body. But something I think a lot of people overlook as well, which is sleep. And you are a top expert on health and nutrition. And when I met you a couple months ago in Toronto at a conference, we kind of wrapped it out, and I feel like I learned a lot in about 10 minutes from just listening to you. So I thought it'd be important to bring you on and kind of share your wisdom and your insights and really some of the things you've experienced, because when we talked, you told me that you were kind of like in a dark place a number of years ago with your health and with your body. And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. And that's the whole reason why I am doing what I am doing today, because I went through the journeys and struggles myself. So my whole history and my journey to reach optimal health started roughly around 5 years ago. And I was in a very dark place. I mean, depression had took me over. I had these immense dark clouds following me everywhere I go. My outlook in life was absolutely horrendous. I wasn't the statue of perfect health. I mean, I was drinking every weekend, doing extracurricular substances, et cetera, yeah. And it wasn't fun at all. And I had no meaning in life at all. I felt like there was a dark hole and abyss in my heart. And through certain life events, the life hit me in the head with a hammer, I finally woke up and I had an epiphany in my life. And this epiphany led me to my position in my life am today, and I'm blessed to help so many people. And through proper circadian sleep cycles, through proper nutrition, I transformed my body. I increased my IQ. I became a champion in a national sport here in Canada. I'm helping people worldwide achieve optimal health. I've somehow encapsulated so much passion in my soul and my being, and it's because of the way I sleep, the way I eat, and the way I treat my body. Because when you treat yourself first, everything else follows and everything else is greater, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to run a business and if you want to do good in this world, if you want to deliver value in this world, it's all about treating your vessel, you know, oneself first. When you treat yourself first and you create that perfect vessel, you then have the ability to then affect so many more people globally.
Mm. I love it, man. So let's jump into why sleep is important. And I'm going to talk about sleep is important for, you know, two of the kind of the aspects that I live my life in, which is as an athlete, why is sleep important when you're training constantly, when you're working out? And then also, why is it important as a working business professional, an entrepreneur that has a lot of creative ideas and that puts a lot of output into the world? So why is it important to people that are working their minds and body so frequently?
That's a fantastic question. Well, everybody needs to really realize that we're like batteries, to make it quite simple. And without proper sleep, and you might hear me referring to sleep in circadian rhythms, Basically, what that means is clocks. We all have 24-hour clocks, give or take, in our body. And these clocks dictates how your hormones, your energy levels, and how you actually behave in everyday situations. And why sleep is so crucially important in your life, guys, is recharges you. It actually increases hormones in your body, increases your immune system, gives you clarity, gives you focus, and so much more. And the problem in today's time is you hear all these people day to day from specifically entrepreneurs, because they're so driven about, you know, their business and they love what they do, but they're pulling all-nighters. They're not going to bed for like 48 hours and they get burnt out very fast. And they're wondering what in the world happened. When in reality, you need sleep. And write down something really simple over here, Lewis. And I want people to really picture this in this mind. A new study came out not too long ago, and roughly it was about, I think maybe 2 years ago, the study came out, and it showed that people who stay up 48 hours or more, which many people do in this crazy stressed out days that we're living, have the same blood sugar as a diabetic. Now, I just want everyone to pause for a second and take that information in. As a diabetic, now can you imagine now what happens when this is compounded day in, day out, year by year by year? I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's going to end up in something not very beneficial for you, right? So sleep is the pivotal thing in order to achieve optimal health. Lewis, you asked me at the conference, Amir, what is the number one thing that you think in your eyes is the first starting point for achieving optimal health? And you heard me. I said sleep. Right. Before diet, before anything, sleep is the number one thing you have to do, because it dictates how your hormones behave in your body. It dictates how your energy levels are going to behave in your body. It dictates how you're going to concentrate. And there's so many people having issues today. I've done many videos talking about the sleep and ADD connection, sleep and growth hormone connection, sleep and concentration connection. And people need to really drill in the message that without a healthy sleeping cycle, all these three factors I just talked about actually increase. So you're going to now lose your hormones, your concentration goes out the window, and you develop ADD.
Now, what is the optimal amount of sleep? And first off, let's say you've been sleeping horrible for years, maybe even your entire life, and you're 40 years old, and you're thinking to myself, you know, holy shit, I've just been sleeping like 4 hours a night, I've been doing drugs, I've been having a horrible diet, is there hope for me? Is there, you know, can I recharge my battery enough so that I have the energy for and to live a healthy long life now?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Yes, there is hope, plain and simple. But I do want to stress one thing. We are like banks, and there's a mechanism in our brain called sleep debt that actually accumulates the seconds, the times, the days that you actually missed out on sleep. And just like a loan, the bank will come knocking on your door and saying, hey, Lewis, well, you owe us about 2-3 years of catch-up time, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's serious stuff. There's a certain protein in your body called sirtuin pathway. It's an ancient longevity pathway. And this pathway is actually connected to a healthy circadian cycle. And going back to this gentleman, for example, we just had an avatar, this gentleman who's a 40-year-old entrepreneur, has been busting his balls all his life. And all of a sudden he's like, God damn it, my hormones suck. I'm 40. Nothing's going right. Okay. But now he has the epiphany moment that he wants to reverse his situation, optimize his health. And obviously he's going to start with sleep. There is tremendous hope over here, because like anything in nature, your body wants to survive. So if you give a healthy environment to your body, meaning proper environment for your body to sleep, proper food for your body to heal, proper mindset, you'll be quite astonished at how fast the body actually heals itself. And for this gentleman, yeah, simple stuff, because what you and I are going to be talking about in today's podcast, and what I always drill my message to all my listeners around the world, is I like to make things simple. A great legend and an idol of mine, Bruce Lee, always has a quote, simplicity is a key to brilliance. So if you make things complicated, making a person do backflips, et cetera, it's not a sustainable approach. So we want to make simple, easy steps that everyone can take in order to optimize their sleep, their health, and their well-being.
I love it. I like that quote a lot. And, you know, actually, I always talk about keeping things simple so much because I feel like the key to my success is just really being simple, having a simple plan and then taking action as opposed to trying to complicate so much. And so I'll take that. I feel like I'm brilliant now since I am simple. So, okay, perfect. So there are some steps you can take to rejuvenate the sleep. What is it? The sleep debt bank? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, I just call it the bank. You have a sleep bank in your brain. And the more you actually go against the clock, this bank is putting you in debt and just cashing in. Boom, 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 boom.
So what do we have to do? Do we have to oversleep for years? Do we have to sleep an extra hour a day? What are the things we need to do?
That's a great question. So people think, oh, don't worry, Amir. I slept 8 hours today. I'm good. Wrong answer. That's not good at all. I'm sorry. You know, you can't fight nature. And I'll explain to you exactly how in the most simplistic way possible. Obviously, we have huge environmental cofactors that dictate our sleeping pattern. And that cofactors is the sun. When the sun comes up, it shines photons, which are wavelength photons or light. And this light stimulates hormones such as adrenaline, cortisol, and growth hormone. And this keeps you up during the day and it makes you active. When the sun goes down, there is no blue light, none of these wavelengths. It increases a hormone called melatonin. Everybody's quite familiar with this hormone and actually puts you to bed. Mm. That's the natural laws of nature. So when I hear somebody telling me, oh yeah, I slept 8 hours, I went to bed at 4 a.m. in the morning, and doesn't work because you're going against the actual natural circadian clocks. Every single cell in your body has a clock. That cell communicates with your organs. Your organs communicates with your brains. They are controlled by the photons outside from the sun. Pause for a second. I'm going to tell you guys a study and really picture this in your mind. Melatonin puts you to bed. Cortisol keeps you active. Okay, just remember that. They had participants in a pitch black room that they could not see their hands in front of their faces. The only thing that was exposed was their kneecap, or I should say behind their knee. Researchers and scientists took a laser pointer, a standard laser pointer, and they pointed it behind the knee. That one little dot was enough to raise cortisol levels and decrease melatonin levels. Now, can you imagine when an individual stays past 10 p.m. and is on their computers watching TV or maybe in the office bathing in this white light all over the place? Can you imagine what is doing that to your biochemistry?
Wow. So what you're saying is when the sun goes down, you shouldn't be in front of a lot of light.
Exactly. I actually consider it carcinogenic, meaning light is poisonous. It can be connected to many things as of late to causing diseases. And one of the greatest tips I'm going to tell you guys right now, and I try to make it quite simple, as I mentioned already, is obviously we live in a society that maybe, no, even personally myself, I can't go to bed at 7 p.m. For example, say in the wintertime here in Canada, the sun sets around even earlier, like 5:30. Well, that's not happening. But I can make a consistent time from January to January that actually falls in the window of a healthy circadian cycle. And that time frame is 10 p.m. So that's 10 p.m. in January, 10 p.m. in February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. All months of the year, you can do that consistent because our body likes consistency. It doesn't like having random nights all different. It likes consistency. It's programmed that way. Second of all, because of this information we know of light is poison for you. Since you're going to bed at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. is a shutoff. Like there is no light around you at all.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing at all. So for 1 hour time, I like to call this the download time, where you give your body the care it deserves. Why do you have to be on your laptop? Why do you have to be on Facebook? Why do you have to be sending emails at 9 p.m. at nighttime? Why don't you give your body the care it deserves? Why don't you sit down in a nice hot bath with Epsom salt, relax, so you and I can relate to this because we're in sports, right? How good that feels, right?
It's amazing.
It feels amazing. You know, it restores your magnesium levels. Why don't you now have, like a small candle or an amber light, since amber lights don't shine blue light, but in small amounts, you're okay. And why don't you have a small amber light and read a great book? Why don't you educate yourself? Why don't you talk to your spouse? Hey, honey, how's the day going? Or talk to whoever, one of your partners. Why do you have to be around technology literally 1 hour before bedtime?
People are just conditioned that way, I guess. That's what people would say, I think, right?
It is, but then you just hit a key point. If you're conditioned to be that way, you can be deconditioned to be another way.
Very true.
Right? Because we're quantum computers. We are programmed by our environment. Our environment dictates how we behave. If I'm in a city that's, you know, hustling and bustling, you better believe it that that city's attitude is going to rub off on you. Now, if I'm living in a household full of entrepreneurs and three of them stay up to like 4 a.m. and I'm the only one that cares about my sleep, there's going to be some conflicting issues over here, right? So it really is crucially important that, you know, your husband, your wife, your partner, or whatever environment you're living in, that you guys all educate each other together and try to do this together as a tribe, because that's how humans function. We function as a tribe, and there's no individualism over here. It's about tribal connections.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Interesting. Now, let's just say, okay, this is the perfect way to do it. We all want to go to bed by 10 o'clock. By 9 o'clock, no lights, only amber light or candle lit in your area. Turn off all technology. We understand that that's the optimal way. Now, for most people, they may think that's a little extreme. And I live in New York City. I don't get off work till 7. And then I like to go out and have fun with friends till 9 or 10. And then I come back and, you know, do my thing. And then I have to wake up at 6 every morning and go to work. So let's say for the person that may be in an extreme environment and doesn't have the option right now, or they're just not making the decision or the choice to leave that option right now, that they stay in it. So what can someone who's in that situation, who is doesn't want to leave their environment, but they want to get a better increase on sleep and they want to feel like they're paying back the debt bank of sleep. What are some things they can do? Can you have a cheat day, or I guess a cheat night, where all week you're going to bed, let's say at 11 as opposed to 10, and you're doing the best you can, but on Saturday night you stay up, you don't sleep at all. Is that okay? And how do you make that back? Or what are some other things that you can do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get this question a lot. And I usually tell everybody is, well, you can't cheat nature. Let me put it that way. When you go against the natural tides of circadian cycles, environmental stimulus, nature will crush you. Lack of sleep will equal out to type 2 diabetes. Actually, there's connections now to Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis. But yes, if you're in a certain environment that's not really healthy for healthy lifestyle, there are certain different modalities you may implement, such as if you have to go out, think about even you know, it's a great idea. I see some people, Dave Asprey does this from the Bulletproof Executive. He's big on this. And you can use blue light blocker glasses, and they come in very stylish type of shapes and everything. I do stress they're very expensive for good pair, highly expensive.
Yeah.
But that's something that can block out the blue light from entering your retina to mitigate the effects. You can take certain herbs such as St. John's wort to increase serotonin in your body, therefore increase melatonin if you're staying up late. Some people like to use actual supplement to melatonin. I'm not a big fan of it. Instead, if you have to use any melatonin, you can use something called time release. When you actually take it, when the sun starts setting down and you actually mimic natural laws of nature. Also, okay, the next day, it's really important. So if you, this is huge. This is a great tip to cost no money at all. But you can't sleep in on this tip. So say Lewis, you can't sleep in. So no sleeping in. So if you want to stay up late 1 week a night, I won't lie. I personally do sometimes. That's life, right?
Right.
But I don't sleep in. I don't sleep in. It's really, really important that you wake up on that same timing. You got to keep a clock. You at least have the clock going. So say you're up to like 3 a.m. that night. Maybe you're in New York doing the nightlife thing, and maybe you're wearing these glasses and you're taking the time release melatonin or St. John's wort. You wake up, my friend, and you watch the sunrise.
What?
I kid you not. It's called solar gazing. Okay, you familiar with Superman?
Of course.
Of course. So Superman gets his energy from the sun, right?
Right.
We are no different. It's called the photoelectric effect, discovered by Einstein himself. And what it does is the photons and the wavelength of the sun, and also the color spectrum, which is blue light spectrum, actually increases electrons in our body. These electrons go to a mechanism in your body called the mitochondria, which gives you something called ATP life force, the very essence of our coexistence on this planet. So when we actually look at solar gazing, this is only half this part of solar gazing. True solar gazing is watching the sun rise and sunset. So when you watch a sunrise after a night of, you know, partying or whatever, the night of socialization, it's a great way to recharge your cells and mitigate the effects of the previous night.
Mm. Interesting. But when is the sun? When is the sunrise? Like 5, 6 a.m.?
Depends on your geographical location.
Right. Of course.
Right. So New York's the same as Toronto over here. So yeah, roughly around that time.
Crazy. That's pretty early. Is that what time? Do you wake up around that time every morning?
No alarm clock right now. Natural cycle for me is I wake up at 5:45.
You go to bed at 10 every night, or most nights, and you wake up at 5:45 with no alarm clock.
No alarm. Bing, bang, boom. I quickly go downstairs, make my special super energy water drink to rehydrate my cells of H2O. Then I go outside. I do joint mobility in my field, and I watch the sunrise almost every single day.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest things I've ever implemented in my life. I feel like $1 million when I do it. If I miss like a day or two, I actually notice a huge difference.
Wow. Now let's talk about lack of sleep, what it does to people. Now, I think you mentioned that lack of sleep also is the main cause of ADD. Is that something you would?
Yeah. So I've done many videos and articles about this. And think about this for a second. There's so many kids and people prescribed like Prozac and Ritalin. Oh my God, the whole world has ADD. Give me a break. That's not the case at all, right? That goes in a different podcast all along with pharmaceutical profits, right? What's happening over here is simple. Let's revert back to some geeky science. Bear with us, people. For healthy levels of concentration, meaning, you know, Lewis and I in our sport, or if I'm working with clients looking at their laboratory results, I'm knee deep in it and I'm laser focused and I'm crushing what I got to do. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because I have an hormone called dopamine, right? Or some people call it a neurotransmitter, whatever you got to look at it. But dopamine is responsible for controlling the levels of concentration you have in your body, right? So when you have healthy levels, you're laser focused, you're crushing stuff. Now, when you have lack of sleep, because of lack of sleep, you have lack of melatonin. And melatonin is actually responsible in a cycle, because melatonin is like a parent. And melatonin comes around and is like, hey, dopamine, wake up. It's time for you to recharge because we need you the next day to stay alert and stay focused, right?
Mm.
But since you have lack of sleep, you're not sleeping proper, there's no melatonin, there's no parent to say, hi, dopamine, wake up, and dopamine never wakes up. So you got low levels of dopamine, you know, you have this, like, you can't concentrate, you're all fidgety throughout the day. No wonder, because your body doesn't have the actual fuel to keep you concentrated. Mm. And then you go to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes you Ritalin or Prozac, and it's a perpetual cycle that doesn't go anywhere. It actually ends up in a very bad spot.
Wow. That's no good. I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who always say they have ADD because they're constantly focusing on social media, Twitter, Facebook, all these pop-ups. Every idea they have, they go and try to create it, but they never actually finish something. And again, not everyone, but I hear this theme coming across a lot of entrepreneurs is their lack of focus. And, you know, there's obviously lots of factors that come into play with eating habits and probably having sugar at like 2 a.m. before you go to bed and not sleeping consistently through the night. A lot of different things that affect.
Sugar. I'm going to pause there for a second. You want to know something about sugar and sleep?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to tell you one thing. There's an enzyme called amylase is responsible for digesting old carbohydrates and sugars in your body. It's found in your saliva, right?
Okay.
Okay. There's another hormone called leptin, which is responsible for saying, hey, Lewis, you had enough to eat. Okay?
Uh-huh.
These two are very important. Lack of sleep, brand new studies, and there's many coming out, more and more, every single day. It's a great field of research. Lack of sleep increases the actual enzyme amylase in your mouth. Okay. That increase of amylase, therefore, makes your sugar cravings go through the roof. At the same time, destroys the signaling of leptin to say, hey, Lewis, you had enough to eat. Wow. And it goes even down deeper. It goes into ancestral pathway. Why do we have sugar cravings when we don't have sleep? It's quite simple. Your body wants to put you in a hypoglycemic state, meaning Lewis is going to eat a shitload of sugar, and then his blood sugar is going to crash, making him go to sleep. In fact, that's your body's mechanism trying to put you back to bed.
Mm. So you're just screwing yourself over and over and over and over when you do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I did some research on sugar a couple of years ago because I realized that I was pretty addicted to it my whole childhood. And a couple of years ago when I moved to New York, I was doing some research on it and I just saw all this negative research on how sugar affects your mind, your body, your energy levels, sex drive, everything. So I did a test. I said, okay, at least I'm aware of this, that I'm pretty sugar crazy. I pretty much had to have sugar all the time. Like after every meal, I needed like some type of dessert. I needed something. And so I went off sugar for 2 months. I still had some natural sugars. I still had like, I would have like a banana every couple of days. And I'd have some coconut water every now and then, which also had a lot of sugar, but no like refined sugars, no candy, no sweets, no milkshakes, cakes, nothing for 2 months. And in the first, I think it was 25 days, I lost 25 pounds. And I wasn't doing anything differently. I was just not eating sugar. I was doing CrossFit and working out before, and I was doing the same thing during, but I literally just cut out sugar. And I felt like this surge of energy and focus. I would say I was probably eating healthier because I wasn't having sugar as well, and I was drinking green juice and doing a few other things, but taking out sugar was a huge benefit to me. And now I still eat sugar, but it's very controlled and balanced, I would say. But it definitely saw this like surge of energy, focus. My body was transforming. My skin was clear. It was kind of amazing what this, you know, poison was doing to my body by having so much of it. And I can only imagine having so much sugar, what that did to my sleep.
It's crazy. Anybody listening right now, do yourself a favor and one day at a time, take away sugar, high fructose corn syrup, table sugar, white flour, flour in general. All this stuff is a carcinogenic to your health. The human body, plain and simple, is not meant to digest the sugar. It's not. Mm. We actually have a mechanism in our body that we prefer something called ketone fuel, meaning these ketones are much more bioavailable and more efficient at giving us ATP and energy in our body compared to glucose. So think about that for a second. Like babies are born in this ketone state and they feed on mother's breast milk for months on, some for 2 years. And the mother's milk is full of healthy fats, you know, from CLA to the omegas. And the baby thrives on this. And you keep on hearing right now, I'm just going to fast forward to something that people can more relate to is you hear people eating coconut oil a lot, right?
Yeah.
The high value of coconut oil, why coconut oil is so beneficial, was quite simple. Coconut oil creates MCT, medium chain triglyceride. It fuels your body with ketones, and that's why you feel better. And that's why you, Lewis, you felt a million times better, because your body was slowly adapting to a ketogenic state instead of relying on sugar. And I find it funny because people be like, oh my God, I can't go 3 hours without eating. Are you kidding me? What? My girlfriend, she's done 7-day water fasts. I train professionally. I have to see clients all day. I'm speaking around. I can go sometimes 48 hours without eating. It doesn't pass my mind. I walk around year round with like probably, I don't know, 7% body fat. I don't even try that hard with it. Like people looking to lose weight. There's tribes in Africa that have literally have to hunt a lion for like, I think 6 days straight without eating. And they are ripped to shreds and powerhouses. Right. But yet over here, 3 hours, the guy's going to have a heart attack.
So why is the mindset that people have to eat so much here? And what is the optimal amount of food that you need to bring in every day?
It depends on your metabolic demand. For any individual, to keep it simple, I'll say start your morning with a high protein, high fat, like for example, great pasture-raised eggs, great vegetables, you know, give yourself maybe some blueberries if you like. That's a great breakfast. When you give your body like high protein, high fat in the morning, you stabilize your blood sugar levels throughout the day. You give your body healthy amino acids, and that's what you want. The reason why people have these hunger cues is twofold. One, lack of sleep. Remember what I mentioned? It causes your leptin, your hunger signals, to be like bye-bye. It throws it out the window. So you don't have proper signals for hunger. You don't know when you're hungry. You don't know when to stop eating, right? And then when you actually give your body this like healthy breakfast, you stabilize everything. Second, have healthy lunch. So the same thing you have for breakfast, you can have for lunch. The same thing you have for lunch, you can have for dinner. Don't think as breakfast as breakfast meal. Think of each meal as a meal per se. And when you divide that, wake up, great breakfast. Lunchtime, great lunch. Dinner time, a great dinner. This is a simple protocol that anyone can start following that can greatly see improvements in their blood sugar levels, and greatly see improvements in their concentration, and greatly see improvements in their focus, energy levels, libido, loss of weight, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So these are simple tips that you can take home and start right now.
Now, let's talk about decision making. When you lose sleep as an entrepreneur, let's say, and as an athlete, because it's really important to make great decisions on the playing field or on the court, whatever. But when you lose lack of sleep, how does that affect your decision making and risk-taking abilities and everything under the sun?
Oh, that's a great question. It's huge, right? So obviously we have our left hemisphere and right hemisphere of the brain, right? And they like to communicate with each other through the cerebellum. Now, when you have lack of sleep, certain neurotransmitters in your body from, you know, once again, GABA, dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, these neurotransmitters actually are responsible for right choices, making instinctive, natural, ancestral right choices, because you heard the feeling, oh, you got to follow your gut feeling, right?
Right.
There's many evolutionary theories on that fact, but in my eyes and through the studies and research that I've found, this gut feeling more correlates to safety, right? So we make smart decisions to protect us. We don't want to die. We don't want to be hurt. We don't want to be injured, right? Now, when you have lack of sleep, these proper neurotransmitters, these communications between left hemisphere and right hemisphere of your brain goes out the window. And you're left with unrational thinking. You're left with your brain doesn't have the ability or the necessary building blocks to even think normally. And that's one of the reasons why alcohol does the same thing. It actually depletes your body of all the B vitamins in your brain. It destroys something called a methylation cycle in your body. And then all your inhibitions and smart, proper decision makings go out the window. Right? So it's crazy. People really, if you want to get better decisions, you want to get better focus, you want to lose the weight, you want to just improve everything in your life, something so simple as Lewis and I have been talking in this podcast for the last like 40 minutes is go to bed at 10 o'clock. Right? It sounds so simple, right? Hey, just go to bed at 10 o'clock, right? Like, But it is. I swear to God, guys, it's that simple. Just go to bed at 10 o'clock. That's a great way to start. And then from there, you slowly build up. It's like, okay, Amir, how do I get better sleep? Like actual REM sleep, stage five sleep. Okay, that's the next stage. You know, Amir, I want this or that. Like, but you got to start at the bottom. Like, if I want to move to my beautiful house somewhere, I can't move in unless the foundation is there, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to start somewhere, and that's a great way, a great spot to start.
I love it, man. It's it seems simple, you know. We don't need to have all these diets and pills and tricks and hacks. We can really just go to bed, get some sleep, and feel energized and rested to make the great decisions, have focus, be productive throughout the rest of the day, right?
That's how easy it is. And I'll tell you something. I had some serious ADD issues back in the day. I mean, I couldn't even read a book. I'm like, what the hell is this? Throw this in the garbage, right? And when I went on my journey of optimizing my health a couple of years ago and decided to become a health practitioner and go back to school and help people worldwide is I noticed huge changes in my concentration. Like right now, I'm crushing like 2 books a week. I'm crushing like 2 audiobooks a week. I'm ferocious appetite for like assimilating and digesting information and knowledge possible. Lewis, if you ask me this question 5 years, hey, Amir, what's the last book you read? I'll start laughing at me like, what book?
What about the entrepreneurs that say sleep is for those who are broke? And if you want to make it in business or in life, you got to hustle. And you got to hustle early in the morning, you got to hustle all day and all night when people are asleep. And that's the only way to get ahead. What do you say to those people?
I tell them the story about the tortoise and the hare. You know that story?
Of course.
Yeah. All right. So who won that race?
The tortoise.
That's right. So I'm in this for the long run. I want to be here when I'm 120, and I want to help as many people around the world as possible. So if you are an entrepreneur, and obviously, since you are an entrepreneur, you have the passion, purpose, and desire to help as many humans as possible worldwide. Well, do you want to help maybe 1,000 in 1 year, or do you want to help 10 million in 10 years, right? Mm. So I'm in this in the long run. I don't care what you want to achieve in 2 years. I want to achieve what I'm talking about. I want to achieve in 60, 70 years, building a legacy, building a dynasty, building something that affects the whole world after I'm gone. Mm. And the only way I can do this is if I respect my body now and I give it the care it deserves now, right? So for these entrepreneurs that think that it can survive on no sleep, I'm sorry, but I'm the one that's going to say, that's not true, my friends. I will burst your bubble. If you want to be here till you're 100 and help as many people around the world, really readjust your paradigm and your thinking and start focusing on yourself.
Mm. I love it, man. Well, where can people learn more about you and about your coaching and about all this stuff you're talking about in detail?
Yeah, they can head over to amirrosic.com. That's AmerRosic.com. Check out my YouTube channel, same thing, Amir Rosic. I have a huge following there as well. My podcast, Optimal Health Show. Just reach out to me. If you're interested in anything or any advice, please don't hesitate to give me a ring. I'm here to help you guys.
I love it. And you also do, when we were talking about in Toronto, you also do like special complete total body testing and hormonal testing, I believe it was, to figure out again, okay, once you get the good sleeping patterns, how can we really optimize what your body has and take it to the next level? And I forget what that was called, but you offer that service as well, correct?
Yeah. So that's my specialty. I specialize in functional diagnostic testing. From I'll test your genetic profile to see exactly what you're predisposed to, what certain supplements that your body can work with and cannot work with, because not all supplements are equal. Each person has a different set of genetics and biochemistry. I'll test your circadian biologies, hormones, certain organic acids. I pretty much x-ray your body from genetics, biochemistry, and I design a specific nutritional diet lifestyle regime for you, just for you and nobody else, because everybody worldwide is unique. So what works for Lewis doesn't work for Amir, and vice versa.
I love it. I love it. So if you guys are interested in that, go head over to AmirRosic.com or Rosic, I believe it's pronounced, .com. And you can just click on the work with me or the just opt in there, and you can learn more about that program that he puts together. Obviously, it's going to be very detailed and specifically tailored to you and your life and your goals. So if that's something you're interested in, go check it out. Other than that, Amir, what would you say is your definition of greatness?
my definition of greatness. I really like it from the movie, The Pay It Forward. You know that concept?
Yeah.
My definition of greatness is an individual that can make people's emotions light up, and an individual that can make a person cry, and an individual that can give a person hope. That's greatness in my eyes. It's not about money. It's not about success. If I've had so many tearful moments in my life when I have emails from clients saying, Amir, I've had this health issue my whole life, and because of you, my life has turned around and I feel amazing. And that brings joy to my life and brings tears to my eyes, and I love it. And I love that whole aspect of, you know, small things that you can do that can change so many people's lives and worldwide. And that's greatness.
I love it, man. We'll leave it with that. Thanks so much for coming on, brother. And everyone, make sure to go check out AmirRosich.com.
Thank you, Louis.
Again, very important topic to learn about, the importance of proper sleep. Now, again, Amir is a little extreme for some that may seem, but really it's about how do you find a balance that works for you? And what are some things you can do a little bit differently to shut down the computer or the iPhone or whatever it may be an hour before you go to sleep, to start dimming the lights down lower? Maybe you're not just living a candlelit light all night, but really start to approach your sleep as something very important in your life to being productive during the day when you are awake, when you are working on your business or traveling the world. Think about it like that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, please leave your feedback and comments over on iTunes. We'd love to get a review from you guys over there. And you get all the show notes over at schoolofgreatness.com. Continue to head back there for all the goodies, resources, tips, and tricks that we give out. With that, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for you to step up into your greatness. It's time to unleash that beast inside of you that's been wanting to step up for so long. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.